In chapter 5 of your book, you talk about contemplation as being necessary, integral, I think, to our human existence. I have a feeling that would have not been something that you would have said before, when you were a research assistant, before you had this opening. Would you care to share something from that chapter?
Okay. I'm going to underline what you just said. When that experience happened, which I think would be labeled a mystical experience, I really did not know that such things happen. I may have vaguely heard the phrase, but I didn't know what they meant or what that involved. And that this whole contemplative life is about people who've come into a condition of being such they have some sort of ongoing unitive relationship with the ground of being or source or God or whatever. So I've studied a lot about the contemplative tradition. And one paragraph is that it is critical to realize that the search for the contemplative life springs from the desire at the core of all religion to live within the experienced presence of God in whatever degree. And in fact, there is a great deal of evidence that the desire to so live can be satisfied to a remarkable extent, though we often do not have confidence that this is the type of life available to us. However, when Evelyn Underhill defines mysticism as an organic process, she gives us reason to suspect these doubts. She defines the contemplative mystical journey as follows, and this is quoting Evelyn Underhill, "It is the name of that organic process, which is the art of establishing conscious relation with the absolute. The movement of the mystic consciousness towards this consummation is not merely the sudden admission to an overwhelming vision of truth, though such dazzling glimpses may from time to time be vouchsafed to the soul. It is rather an ordered movement toward ever higher levels of reality, ever closer identification with the infinite." The fact that Underhill describes the mystical contemplative pathway as an organic process and as an ordered movement means it's a native human capacity, and therefore that the mystical contemplative life is not an extraordinary talent of a select few. Gregory of Nyssa wrote, "The participation in the blessed life we hope for is not, properly speaking, a retribution for virtue, but the natural and proper life of the soul. The organic process is not dependent on intelligence and education, but is intrinsic to the capacities of all persons. In fact, it is often baffling and confusing to the rational mind, because, as John of the Cross stated, neither the lower soul nor the higher soul has the capacity for that which is pure spirit. Often the ego is passive before the organic process. However, even though contemplation follows from a dynamic process that is part of the very fabric of the individual, it must be carefully nurtured. This involves cooperation with the transformative process by means of conscious effort and commitment and the pursuit of a moral life. Yet the contemplative life is not earned, for it is based on the organic transformation of the personality."